and architecture of all kinds of buildings, homes and public buildings and business buildings and every other kind of building. And will include the great social art, housing, which by its very nature is one of the most formidable challenges to a democracy such as ours. And will include as well such arts as photography, the printed book, the illustration, the advertisement, the poster, the theater, and the moving picture. Thus, a nationwide public will receive a demonstration of the force and the scope of all of these branches of the visual arts, things that you and I can see with our eyes. Art in America has always belonged to the people. It has never been the property of an academy or of a class. The great treasury projects through which our public buildings today are being decorated are an excellent example of the continuity of this tradition. The federal art projects of the Works Progress Administration is a practical relief project to take care of people who otherwise would starve, a relief project that also emphasizes the best tradition of the democratic spirit. The WPA artist, in almost every state and county of this community, is rendering his own impression of things. He's speaking also for the spirit of his fellow countrymen throughout the nation. And so I think that the WPA artist exemplifies with great force the essential place that the arts as a whole have in this democratic society of ours. In the future, we must seek more widespread popular understanding and appreciation of all of these arts. Many of our great cities provide, of course, the facilities for such appreciation. But we all know that because of their lack of size and their lack of riches, the smaller communities are in most cases denied this opportunity. And that, my friends, is why I am giving special emphasis to the need of giving to these smaller counties and communities the visual chance to get to know modern art. As in our democracy, we enjoy the right to believe in different religious creeds or in none at all, so can American artists express themselves with complete freedom from the strictures of dead artistic traditions or political ideology. While our American artists have discovered a new obligation to the society in which they live, these artists have no compulsion to be limited in method or limited in the manner of their expression. The opportunity before this Museum of Modern Art is just as broad as the whole of the United States. I trust that the fine example that this institution is affording will be widely copied throughout the land, and that the good work will continue until the influence of the best and the noblest in the fine arts will permeate every community in the nation that we call the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the President of the United States speaking from the White House in Washington. We now return you to New York.